Unit 8, page 82, exercise 1.
The cost of water. In a poor Delhi neighborhood called Sangam Vihar, a sea of people are waiting patiently. They have large plastic containers at their sides and determination on their faces. Suddenly, someone shouts, "It's here!" There's a frenzy of activity as a water tanker backs slowly down the narrow street. Some jump on top of the vehicle with hoses, while the rest try to elbow their way to the front of the crowd. The lucky ones fill their containers with clean water. Behind them, fights break out between people desperate to be next. A few children, crouching with little buckets, collect the drips running down the vehicle's sides. About 1 in 5 of the residents in India's capital city have no access to running water. And the city government's tanker deliveries of free, clean water are only scratching the surface of the growing population's overwhelming demand. After 15 minutes, the tanker in Sangam Vihar has run out of water. Many people's containers are still empty, and the next delivery may not be for another 10 days. Families don't want to drink from streams because they know the water might carry disease. 2,000 children around the world die of water-related diseases every day. But their only other option is to turn to illegal gangs. Under cover of darkness, these gangs pump water from unauthorized wells and sell it at sky-high prices. 200 liters costs $10, complains one resident. "And that only lasts my family a few days. I only earn $80 a month." Police and politicians are accused by desperate residents of turning a blind eye to the problem. And meanwhile, the underground water beneath Delhi is being overexploited. Large amounts of water are being pumped out of the ground, but only small amounts can drain back in when it rains because the way is blocked by the city's concrete surfaces. Most of the water evaporates instead. Rising temperatures are adding to the problems as they increase both evaporation and the need to drink. Delhi is close to a major water crisis. Dramatic changes are needed fast. Across the Indian Ocean, dramatic changes have already arrived in a slum in Nairobi, Kenya. Until recently, criminal gangs disrupted the water supply to the Kibera neighborhood by damaging the underground and ground-level pipes. Women and children would spend an hour or more each day lining up to buy their water from the gangs, who overcharged them massively. Up to 20% of household income in Kibera was spent on water, and families there were sometimes paying 50 times more for it than families in richer parts of the city. Now, however, there are overhead water pipes above the iron roofs of the slums' overcrowded homes. According to the organization responsible, the pipes are safe from criminals because they're visible but inaccessible. They supply 21 affordable water points in the area, and 11,000 residents are already benefiting. Other organizations are working hard to solve water problems in rural areas. For 1 person in 9 around the world, sources of water are far from home, and the task of collecting it can take hours each day. This keeps women from earning money and children from attending school. It burns calories that are precious if you're underfed and hungry. And the weight of the water can cause back problems. While installing more convenient pumps and taps is a long-term goal, there are other options. In some desert areas, clever cloud-catching nets can extract water from fog and mist. Another life-transforming invention is the hippo water roller. Rather than carrying 20 liters of water on their heads, people in rural Africa can now roll 90 liters home in a big barrel with a handle, a method that's gentler on the back and a much more efficient use of time. Change is possible. With investment and inventiveness, we can provide clean water for all communities, and with it, the health and hope that people deserve.